about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Well, you know, I should be excited, right? Because I could just go and hit the town. My sons and my husband tonight is going camping with, I believe, the Boy Scouts. Or is it Cub Scouts? I always mix the two up. And, you know, they were all excited. You know, and then about, you know, an hour after they left, I, you know, started to get a little lonely, right? So I, you know, call my husband up and I go, are you sure you don't want me to, you know, come up there tonight and bring some, you know, marshmallows and some extra toilet paper? He's like, no, woman, this is a guy thing. Guy, no women. All right, fine, no women. I mean, he doesn't look at me and act like I'm a lady when he's in town, yet they go off camping, now I'm a woman. Of course, you hear the kids in the background going, no, don't let mom come. So I just feel really crappy right now. Of course, I asked if they were listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show on XM going up there. And he's like, no, I got somebody in the car. I guess they drove up with somebody in the car. So the Dr. Dahlia Show didn't play. Am I really that much of an embarrassment? So I kind of feel really tiny, this small. I feel small. You know, who's feeling big is Michael Phelps and, I guess, Missy Mae Trainor. They get to be on the Wheaties box cover. I don't understand why it's such a big deal to be on a Wheaties box. Wheaties isn't even the top, you know, most bought cereal. Is it? Is it the most popular cereal? I don't buy Wheaties. There's no sugar on it. There's no marshmallows. There's no chocolate. I know everybody's excited about being on the Wheaties box, but nobody eats Wheaties. I decided to look up, what were the greatest breakfast cereals of all time? Okay, according to this website, it's called MrBreakfast.com, the number one breakfast cereal of all time, Frosted Flakes. I could get that. You know what my signature dish is? If I was ever on Hell's Kitchen and Chef Ramsay said, Dahlia, you're an amazing radio host. I doubt you're a good cook, but because you're such a good radio host, we let you on the show. What's your signature dish? It would actually be a Frosted Flake chicken. I take chicken, then you dip it in some egg whites, of course, because egg yolk now is linked to death. All right, egg whites, and then you have a very, very fine Frosted Flake powder. Roll the chicken bits into that as the breading. Fry it in some olive oil, because olive oil is supposed to be the healthiest thing to fry in, and very yummy. So that's my Frosted Flake chicken. Okay, I guess the next most popular cereal was something called Quisp cereal. I don't know much about that. Then this one blows my mind, Captain Crunch. I know a lot of you like Captain Crunch. It's too sweet. To me, it's too sweet. I don't like that. Honey Nut Cheerios came in number four. Number five was Lucky Charms. That I get. I get Lucky Charms. Six Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I got that. Now, I don't know who the heck they surveyed for this one. Number seven is Fortified Oat Flakes cereal. These are people who probably really want to poop. And there's a lot of constipated people. I get that. So I guess Fortified Oat Flakes. Then comes Wheaties. Then there's a cereal called Concentrate. Then Rice Krispies came in number 10. Corn Flakes, Rice Crinkles from Post. That was an old one. Count Chocula. Now we're talking. Cocoa Krispies. We're talking. Smurfberry Crunch. No. Anything with the crunch of Captain Crunch to be too sweet. Then came Pokemon cereal, Kaboom, Waffle Crisp, Oreos, Super Sugar Crisp. You want to know what I used to get all excited about? Remember when once in a blue moon your parents would bring home those boxes of cereal where there were 10 of them and it would be cereal your mom would never feed you? See, my mom only fed us Raisin Bran. I hated Raisin Bran. The bran got soggy, the milk never tasted chocolatey, and I didn't like raisins. Raisin Bran. But then, like, once in a blue moon, should be in a good mood. Maybe she was ovulating. I don't know. And she would get us those 10 packs that had Sugar Smacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops would stunk is, you know, my sister would always steal the Corn Pops. My brother would always steal the Fruit Loops, and I got stuck with Honey Smacks. I don't like Honey Smacks. Honey Smacks tastes, so it's hard. That's where it's nice to be an only child. Boo Berry, this blows my mind. Boo Berry came in number 24. Donovan, what's your favorite cereal? Donovan doesn't eat cereal. Oh, he's thinking about it. I bet.
Donovan, I don't eat cereal.
You don't eat cereal, Donovan? Okay. As a kid, what was your favorite cereal?
I actually liked Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. See, that was a good one. Okay. Yeah, you got a good pick on here. What's this Musil stuff? That blows my mind. People say they eat Musil. That looks like another thing that makes you fart. Don't eat anything in the morning that's going to give you gas, because how do you get to work? Remember, we're in a recession. You're going to get fired. Let me see if there's anything else. Life. Okay, Life cereal never made any sense to me. There was a game called Life. That was boring. The cereal, boring. I don't understand the marketing or the packaging with that. Life. Okay, Raisin Bran. Mom, Raisin Bran was number 33. Let me see. Crumbles. Don't remember that one. Pac-Man cereal. Grape Nuts. Okay, Grape Nuts. This was the biggest problem with Grape Nuts. You'd look at the commercials, and they'd be like a cowboy John Wayne type, really burly, husky, out there in the mountains of Montana. Oh, by the way, I screwed up. I said yesterday Yosemite is in Montana. Yosemite's in California. Yellowstone National Park's in Montana. My bad. Correction. There we go. Don't want the media to get upset. Anyway, so you got this real burly cowboy eating his Grape Nuts. Now, I loved grapes. And I loved cowboys. So I would tell my mom, get the Grape Nuts. It looks so tasty. And that is probably the most untasty cereal I've ever had. That never bought that puppy again. Okay, I don't think I see. Oh, Special K came to number 48. That's a problem when you say the cereal is going to make you look like a woman who's a size 2. Not going to happen. Guys won't eat the stuff. Sugar Pops came in number 55. There's a Quake cereal from the 1960s. That looks pretty good. And let me see, Grape Nut Flakes. They tried to make a flaky Grape Nut. Okay, we don't like flakes. That's why Grape Nuts were appealing, because it was nutty. You know what's not on here? Nature Valley 100% granola. Now that I liked. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My sons are up in Utah camping with my husband, and I just get a text from my older son, Mom, please don't come up here. We're having fun. You know, I don't know if I could feel any lower right now. I don't think I'm not that. Am I that unfun? Am I? It's really heartbreaking. I thought I was the cool. Yeah, I know they're guys. They got to do the guy thing. They got to talk about girls. This is probably, I bet this is where my husband was bragging about all the babes he got to the kids. That's probably why he doesn't want me to listen. I don't care. I don't care about all his stories about the babes. I know he was a babe hound. I know, you know, and then luckily he lowered his standards and he picked me. So, I mean, I know the story, but all right, let them do the guy thing. But I guess this is when I need daughters, right? Me and the girls, we go, well, I don't like shopping, so I guess we want to do that. Go get our hair. I don't like getting my hair done. I don't like doing mani-pedis. I need boys. That's why I have boys. I have boys. You can't really manipulate. You know, if you have a boy or girl, I know everybody says you can lay on your side, try to, you know, conceive while in the reverse cowgirl. No, it just happened. I just think I was destined to have a boy, probably because I'm not the most girly, not the most feminine. God probably saw the way I was as a young girl and said, oh, no way. Oh, no way. We want your children to, you know, follow the path of the Lord. So no more daughters in this line of family. All right, so that's it. Son doesn't want me around. Oh, that stinks. Oh, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I heard that. We don't want you around either. Who said that? Car driving north on I-15? Is that what? All right. I know what you guys say out there. I could tell. Okay, what do we got here? We got MIT-developed micro-thrusters could propel small satellites. I'll save that for when we talk about sex. Experimental drug may cut severe asthma. That sounds okay. Breast milk compound may shield babies from HIV like Captain America shield. That may be cool. I'll talk about that when I talk about the Avengers. Scientists store 700 terabytes in a gram of DNA. I don't care about that. I'm not into storage. I think that show Storage Wars is kind of cool. Do you guys see that show? I don't know what station it's on. There's a show where people bid, I guess, on a storage unit that was abandoned or they didn't pay their bill. And I guess if you don't pay your bill, you could auction off the storage unit, but you don't get to look, you know, really closely at what's inside. You only get to look at, you know, the outset of it. And if you see a chair or something, then you bid on it. That's kind of cool. It just, what blows my mind is what people leave in their storage cabinets. You know, like I have medical antiques. I don't know how much they're worth, but I mean, they're cool stuff. I would not put my medical antiques in a storage unit. Okay, I would probably shove them in my pockets if I went anywhere. But these guys, apparently people leave this stuff in their storage unit, and then they could be auctioned off and go somewhere. So, I don't know. All right, let's see what else we got. I saw something kind of interesting here. I want to talk about the cantaloupe salmonella thing, but I think I want to wait on a little bit because we're kind of in the whole science mood. And here's a scientific story. Scientists discover that our sun is round, and actually more round than once thought. Am I missing something? Every time I draw a sun, it's circular. Did I miss something? Was the sun not? Was it trapezoid shaped? Anyway, I guess scientists have recently announced that the shape of our sun is rounder than they previously believed. The scientists also said that the sun is squashed more often. That's a hard word to say with my lisp. I'm sorry. Squashed. More often than previously believed, making it wider in the middle than at the poles. It's a sun. Previously, they say astronomers presumed the shape of the sun changed along with its solar cycle. The thought that the flow of matter inside the sun, the atmosphere, would shift over time due to magnetic activity. Researchers have apparently been challenged for the last 50 years to accurately measure the sun's shape. Just look at it. Well, you can't look at the sun. That's why you can't look at the sun. So they're guessing. Okay? All right. So what does this mean? NASA scientists using Solar Dynamics Observatory have measured the solar shape over a two-year period. The sun evolved from a minimum sunspot activity to maximum sunspot. Also, remember, we're sending out all those flares and people weren't able to use their Facebook. Researchers on the project discovered that the sun's slightly flat shape with a wide equator and shorter distance between the poles is surprisingly stable. Good, because we don't want the sun being a supernova where it blows up, right? Yeah, we want to put that puppy off. Okay, well, I guess, are you guys okay with that? The sun kind of is flat in certain areas, you know, just like, you know, we were going through puberty, I guess. Okay, I get that. Let me see, what other science stuff? I kind of like talking about science. Okay, I'm trying to Google. Uh-oh. My computer's installing updates. I don't want any updates. Don't install. Oh, man, it's installing updates. Who asked for it to install? How do you stop the updates? Does anyone know how to do that? Okay, it's installing updates. Okay, let's go. You know what? I got this printed here. I know y'all are really excited about the micro. No, I don't want to talk about the micro thrusters. The terabytes. Harvard cracks DNA storage and crams 700 terabytes of data into a single gram. Why is this necessary? I don't know. Maybe Scientific America could figure this out. A bioengineer and geneticist at Harvard Weiss Institute. I don't know if he's single. Really? That's attractive to some? I mean, a bioengineer and geneticist, he's working. At Harvard's Weiss Institute have successfully stored 5.5 petabits. Now that sounds made up. Of data. Around 700 terabytes in a single gram of DNA, smashing the previous DNA data density record by 1,000 times. So this is kind of like Olympic type news. The work carried out by George Church and Sri Kosuri. I don't know. Facebook them if you want to see if they're single. Facebook them. Basically, basically treats DNA as just another digital storage device instead of binary data being encoded. Oh, this sounds boring. As magnetic regions on a hard drive platter, strands of DNA that store 96. Can't you just go get a flash drive? 96 bits are synthesized with each of the bases representing a binary value. All right, I get that. You got the guanine, okay. Scientists have been eyeing up DNA as a potential storage medium for a long time. What about, the drawer underneath the desk? That's for three very good reasons. It's dense. You could store one bit per base, and a base is only a few atoms large. It's volumetric, beaker rather than planar, hard disk. Oh, that makes sense. Rather than a hard disk is flat, it's volumetric like a beaker. You got volume, and it's incredibly stable. It's incredibly boring. It is only with recent advances in microfluidics, that again sounds made up, they're making stuff up, and labs on a chip, that synthesizing and sequencing DNA has become an everyday task. Okay, not for me. Ladies, I'm looking at this guy. Pass. You know what? Okay, honestly, if he's employed, and, some people get turned on by all this kilobyte. Okay, here's an example. They say if 1 gram of DNA can store 700 terabytes of data, what about endometrial lining? I mean, I got a lot of endometrial lining. I bet my endometrium could store a bunch of gigabytes. They say 14,050 gigabytes Blu-ray discs could be crammed into a droplet of DNA. Yes, there's DNA in sperm, but don't go there. Don't go there, please. To store the same kind of data on hard drives, the densest storage medium in use would be 233.3 terabyte drives weighing a total of 151 kilos. You know, I got to talk to Donovan about this. How should I store the Dr. Dahlia shows? I could store the Dr. Dahlia shows on DNA. We could extract DNA from my ovary. We could extract, need the terabytes. And the 1.21 gigawatts? Okay, can we move on? Are you guys all good? Are you all satisfied with this whole DNA and, yeah. Dr. Dahlia, why are you talking about that and not medical stuff? Well, there wasn't enough medical news today, sorry. I mean, there's some medical news, but unfortunately, I also have to cover science. Because I have a degree in biology. I got a major in biology, minor in chemistry. I have a medical degree. Especially in family medicine, right? And yeah. So and a rash. Okay, MIT developed micro thrusters, which could propel small satellites. The device, designed by Paolo Lozano, now he sounds sexy, an associate professor of aeronautics and astronautics at MIT. Bears little resemblance to today's bulky satellite engines. I want to know what today's bulky satellite engine looks like, which are laden with valves, pipes, and heavy propellant tanks. Boy, this is pretty arousing. Instead, Lozano's design is a flat, compact square, much like a computer chip. Whew. All right, I'm bored. Let's move on. Let's get to medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Big thanks to one of my favorite affiliates, KDWN. They got the most phenomenal signal. People all over the southwestern United States are able to listen to the show right now. I love it. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy. Love Freeze Dry Guy. Don't forget to stock up. They got some great specials. And thank you, all the new connects on Facebook. When you guys are fooling around on Facebook later, don't forget to look up Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect on there. I got some real cool stories. Even while I'm on air, when I find something cool, I put it on there. Now, you know, we were just talking about some science stories which bored us all to death. This is cool. Look at what I just found from Scientific American. They found evidence that some insects photosynthesize. You do not understand how cool this is. Okay, photosynthesis is something plants do. You got the chlorophyll. They take the chlorophyll. Then they're able to make, they take the carbon dioxide. Then they're able to make the oxygen. I'm not going to go through the whole photosynthesis. I had to do that in the ninth grade. But this is weird. We actually got insects that have a rudimentary sunlight harvesting system. And the insects they found this in are aphids. They say this is really cool. They say aphids can be born pregnant. Males can sometimes lack mouths. I know some of you think that's a little counterintuitive. Stop while you're ahead. Men, the male aphids could sometimes even die long after mating. They kind of had some weird stuff, but now they're saying that they actually can synthesize pigments called carotenoids. Now, many creatures rely on these pigments for a variety of functions, they say, maintain a healthy immune system, making certain vitamins, etc. But usually animals need to get it from their diet. Now, entomologist Elaine Robic-Cohn at the Sophia Agrobiotech Institute in Sophia, Antipolis, France, and his colleagues, suggest that in aphids, these pigments can absorb energy from the sun and transfer it to the cellular machinery involved in energy production, kind of like what they do with photosynthesis. They say plants and algae and certain fungi and bacteria could also do this, but this is the first time they have seen this in an insect. Way cool. Now, aphids get their color from carotenoids, okay? And what do they do? So what did they do? I'm taking a look. So they looked at the green aphids because green. So it doesn't look like they have chlorophyll. It just looks like it's the carotenoids, and they're able to make the ATP, the energy, than the white aphids. So the green aphids have more ability to make ATP or energy than the white. And even more, the orange. Now, you think carotenoids would be orange, right? Because of, like, oranges. But from what we understand, they could also be green. Okay, so I put this on my Facebook. I know, I think this is absolutely fascinating stuff. So I definitely urge you to take a look. Now, here's another fascinating thing, although this is going to give you guys nightmares. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm looking at a picture right now of a spider. It's, I guess, a new species that scientists just found. It's a spider that has claws on each leg. I have this on my Facebook fan page. It is very spooky. They call it Troglodyte. It lives up to its name. It has an eight-legged, I'm reading this from Scientific American also. It resembles the brown recluse, but it's only 4 centimeters. It's still twice as large as a recluse. The spider has legs with a curved claw. That is some spooky stuff. It lives in the caves of southwestern Oregon and old-growth redwood forests. What about this spider? What else does it do? Does it photosynthesize? No. The closest known relatives to this clawed creepy crawler come from Oonipidae, or the goblin family of spiders. Goblins? Okay, see, this should have come out Halloween time. I need some material for Halloween. I probably should have saved this one. Oh, that's okay. Nobody, you know, remembers what I talk about anyway. The spider's name is Latin for cave robber, the Troglodyte. Okay, cool stuff. I'm not going to go into too much more. Very spooky spider with claws. Really, does a spider need claws? I mean, it already has long legs. It already bites. Does it really need claws? Okay. Let's talk about another story that's kind of scaring a lot of us, is this salmonella outbreak. Okay? Now, apparently 2 people have already died from eating cantaloupe. This is the whole listeria thing all over again. But now, instead of listeria, it's salmonella. Reuters is reporting that a salmonella outbreak blamed on cantaloupe grown in Indiana has killed 2 people in Kentucky and sickened some 150 people in the past month. They are urging consumers to throw away melons bought recently from the region. The outbreak traced to the cantaloupe began this July and has struck consumers in Indiana, Kentucky, and Minnesota. Indiana officials said there are over 150 cases thus far, 2 deaths. Now, I don't know what salmonella is doing. Salmonella infections, you get diarrhea, fever, abdominal pain. Again, it could be very fatal for elderly, young children, people with weakened immune systems. Salmonella strains found in 2 cantaloupes from southwestern Indiana had the same genetic makeup as those causing a cluster of illnesses in Kentucky. Okay, well, remember, when we figured out the listeria outbreak from a Colorado farm, why don't you go to a similar farm and see if they have a similar problem? Okay, right? Remember, there was a farm and trucks had driven in and brought listeria from the ground, dirt, and brought it in, and then the machinery wasn't clean. There were so many things that went wrong at that one Colorado farm. And we don't want another deadly outbreak. This time it's salmonella. With salmonella, though, you'll, from what I understand, get sick quicker than with the listeria. Remember with listeria? People were getting sick 4 to 6 weeks later. Usually with salmonella, you're sick within the first 48 hours. Salmonella poisoning is a lot easier to trace. My question is cantaloupe really that delicious and attractive? I mean, when I was little, I loved cantaloupe. My mom would buy tons of cantaloupe. I'd eat so much of it, then my face would get raw, my poo-poos would burn. But, you know, lately, it's not really my favorite fruit. I really love grapes. I love apples. And I'm not saying, because I don't want the whole cantaloupe industry to go bust by any means. But the problem with cantaloupes is its skin, its coating is very, we call it heterogeneous. It has a lot of pores and, rivets and creases in it, right? You know, divots and stuff. As opposed to watermelon, very smooth. Banana, smooth. Apple, smooth. So these cantaloupes, they could harbor more germs on there. And then you get you know, all these breakfast places, they'll throw cantaloupe on the side as garnish to make it look pretty. And you don't go to the bathroom and wash it off or dip it in your water. You just go and eat it. And unfortunately, that's how I think people are getting sick. So I blame the skin of the cantaloupe because it's very rough, coarse, crevicey. And stuff gets in there. So just be careful. Yeah, I am surprised the watermelon is that. I mean, that is smooth. You can ice skate on a watermelon skin, can't you? I know. All right, another scary story. This blows my mind. There were two men in a California healthcare facility. I believe both of them recovering from hip surgery. And I guess one man was 83 years old. He beats to death his roommate, who's 94 years old. We don't know why. They were recovering from hip surgery at the Palm Terrace Healthcare Center. The first one, I guess his name is Mon Van Nguyen, decided to take a wooden rod from the closet, and he beat his roommate repeatedly in the head. A nurse stopped the attack. Oh, Nguyen is the one that died. McDougal is the one that beat him. Okay, so McDougal is getting sentenced. Can you believe that? People in a rehab facility could just beat each other up. I tell you, you know, if you could ask for your own private room, I would do it. But then again, who's to stop somebody from walking down the hall? Some of these medicines cause hallucinations. Some of these people get delirious. If you have an infection, you could get delirious. And then you could think that somebody is an enemy and just start beating them up. But crazy stuff, crazy stuff. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need this space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know that's the Mission Impossible music, but the Avenger movie, I can't wait for the next one, but I guess it's not coming out for another 3 years. They say 2015, and then I guess Robert Downey Jr. hurt his foot today, so now filming is on hold. Come on. We want sequels quickly. All right, so anyway, that's the scoop on that. By the way, don't wait too long. We are already booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. Next summer, if you don't have any plans for the summer, we are going to be leaving at the end of June, kind of going into 4th of July, doing our cruise to Alaska. We're taking a huge ship, the Celebrity Solstice. From what I understand, that usually smaller ships go up to Alaska, and this is going to be a phenomenal trip. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com, check it out, and it'll tell you a little bit about the trip and how to get a hold of the travel agent to get all the juicy details. I would love to go traveling with you. I think we would have a phenomenal time. We always do every time we go. And for those of you with an Android phone, don't forget there is a Dr. Dahlia free app. You can download it. You can either download it from my website or your Android store. You can listen to the Dr. Donnie Show anytime. Any of you like to travel, you can listen to it in the car. Pretty good stuff. A lot of good material. And for those of you that need something to put you to sleep at night, again, you could use that too. So pretty good stuff. Don't forget to download it. All right, Paul from Sacramento writes, Doctor, I've been out of a job for 6 months and finally have an interview next Wednesday. Obviously, I'm nervous and can't screw this up, but I'm so nervous I feel I'll do something stupid during the interview. Should I have my doctor write me Valium or something? I mean, here's my problem. Here's my problem. If you've never taken Valium before, the last thing I would do is try a Valium the day of your interview. You know, whenever anybody asks me about medicines for nerves or medicines for sleep, I always say try it out on one of your off days. All right, so you know when it kicks in, you know what it does. Unfortunately, Valium is a sedative. It can make you groggy. And God forbid you look a little sedated or drugged during your interview, you'll lose. You won't make it. And I know a lot's riding on this. And good for you, by the way. I mean, that's great. You got a job interview. You've been out of work for 6 months. Good for you. Yeah, you know, I've gone through tons of interviews. You know, I've held many different jobs. I had to interview for medical school, residency, etc. And I got to tell you, I remember one time I was nervous and I just said it. I go, I hate to say this, but I'm nervous and I just hope I don't say anything stupid. You know, because I want to impress you. That's sometimes not a bad thing to say in an interview. Now, it depends. I mean, if you're interviewing for a job where they want to make sure you don't have nerves, you know, that could be an issue. But the reason why is the cure may be worse than the disease. Okay, I don't know if you should start popping Valium. If just admitting you're nervous during an interview, saying, all right, bear with me because, you know, this is I've been dying to work for your company. I am so excited about this job. So, of course, a lot depends on this interview. And as soon as you think that, you know, it's very easy to do something stupid because of nerves. So bear with me. If I was interviewing somebody, and I have, I actually eventually started interviewing students for medical school, and the ones who were humble, the ones who were very, matter of fact and didn't try to, pull the wool over my eyes, so to speak, I liked. It's okay to be nervous. It's also complimentary, you know. But like I said, you know, sometimes you have people that are like, well, I want a stone. I want someone who's a rock. And it could be, you know, so kind of feel this out, get an idea who's interviewing. But one thing that really helps with the nerves is know your material. They're going to ask you questions. And with a lot of these interviews, and we've talked about how to interview a lot on the show, I don't know if I've really worked with this particular hour. A lot of times I've been working with interviewing skills on the later part of the show because usually there's so much news. So just email me or call me and tell me if I'm repeating too much. But we've talked about how to handle an interview. And there's an art to it. There's a lot of interviewing skills, and we've reviewed what not to do. You know, like don't drink the boss's coffee when you're there. You know, no gas. Don't insult another company when you're there. You know, let's say you're working for company A, and company B is the competitor, and you had just worked for company B. Don't start insulting in the interview company B, because then they'll think you're going to insult them later. You know, you never want a bad mouth. You want to be very, very positive. Now, they may ask you, let's say they ask you, okay, well, Dahlia, what did you think of your last job? Why did you leave your last job? Well, I would always, again, start with the positives, because the positives, they're always engaging and it makes people feel good. I go, well, even though, you know, I love the challenge, I love the workload I had, I felt challenged, I felt excited to go to work, there were issues with staff and there was drama and there was, I had, you know, kind of started out with something positive, then go into it, go into why you left, but be honest about why you left, because they could very easily call your reference and find out. So you also never want to be caught in a lie either. But to kind of get over the nerves, know your material, know the company. Now, you don't want to be patronizing. You don't want to be too kissy-uppy. But let's say the company is Apple. okay? It wouldn't be a bad idea to know the products and some of the products they're about to launch and what's unique to Apple as opposed to Samsung and other competitors. Okay, you know, be knowledgeable about that. You know, well, I've been following Apple and what they've been doing, you know, for years and the technology they use with this and that. You know, I mean, I don't know much Apple, so you see, but, you know, and when you know your material, you'll feel more confident. They'll always ask what your strengths or weaknesses are. I told you guys how to handle that, right, with weaknesses. Okay, don't sit there and come up with a boring or like a weakness. I'm a perfectionist. I told you I did that once because when we were in pre-med, one of the former a medical student came down and taught us how to interview, and they said, pick a weakness that's such a strength, like a perfectionist. Always say that. So then here I go like an idiot to my interview, and they asked me what my weakness was, and I go, I'm a perfectionist. And you could see they heard that before. Stupid. So my next interview, they said, Dahlia, what are your weaknesses? And I go, how long do we have? I mean, really? Okay, let's start. I can't cook. I am horrible when it comes to housekeeping. I can't iron my handwriting. I mean, if I have a challenge, it's handwriting. All right, but you, so be honest about weaknesses, but hopefully it's not a weakness that's going to prevent you from a job. I mean, talking about my handwriting and the fact that I can't cook and that, you know, I make too many mother-in-law jokes. I need to stop doing that. Those are pretty good weaknesses, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. But, you know, I know we're kind of coming up to the end. If you do have any issues and you want some pointers, just write me. Just write me, and I'll probably write you back, Paul, because I'm excited about this. I want to know how the job goes. But don't think that, you know, being out of work for 6 months, yes, you are going to run the risk of being so nervous that you're worried, oh, I got to make this work or not. Don't do that. If you go into a job thinking, oh, my gosh, I got to win this one. If not, I'm doomed. Yeah, you're going to be more nervous. You got to go into it going, all right, you know what? If I don't make it, this is going to be a great practice interview. And that may relax you. But if any of you decide to go to your doctor and ask for Valium or Xanax or Lorazepam to try to get you through a nervous situation, try it a few days before just to see what it does. Because if it makes you too sleepy or you look stoned on it, that's going to do more harm than good. Finally, the Army is developing an anti-suicide nasal spray. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is pretty cool. Apparently, Army has given researchers at the University of Indiana School of Medicine a $3 million grant to develop the spray, which is using thyrotropin-releasing hormone to boost a person's level. And we found thyrotropin-releasing hormone can actually decrease suicidal ideas, depression, and bipolar. This is really cool stuff. We don't know much more. All we know is that they're funding the research on it. So we'll keep you posted because, as we know, our blessed military really is underserved and underappreciated in terms of what they need for mental health. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. If not, I'll see you guys later on Facebook or Twitter. Take care.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.